This is Politico Energy. I'm Kelsey Tamburino.
We put an unprecedented $15.1 billion to commit to address the existential issues of climate change last year.
On Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom proposed his new spending plans for the state, including billions of dollars to fight climate change.
This year, we're taking it to a whole nother level with an additional $22.5 billion.
Of that huge chunk of money, $2 billion over 2 years will go toward clean energy initiatives, while $465 million over 3 years will go toward helping the oil industry and workers move away from fossil fuel production. Overall, Newsom said these proposals were a chance to highlight state leadership in the fight against climate change as federal policy on the issue stalls in the Senate. Today, Politico's Colby Bermell on Gavin Newsom's latest clean energy and climate spending plan. It's Wednesday, January 12th. So, Colby, can you tell us about the key clean energy initiatives Governor Gavin Newsom put forward on Monday?
So Governor Newsom, as part of his annual budget proposal that happens in January, he wants to spend over $2 billion over the course of 2 years on various clean energy technologies. And so that includes about $962 million for building decarbonization, which is a big focus of the state. He wants to spend about $380 million on long-duration energy storage. And he also wants to spend $45 million on offshore wind support. And that's a really big deal for California because California, with its recent power outages, needs to keep the lights on, but it needs to do so in a carbon-free way. And doing that through offshore wind is a really big area of potential for the state.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned the focus on the oil and gas industry workers here. How exactly would that work?
Yeah. So Governor Newsom, he has identified that plugging idle and abandoned wells to be a big priority of this new spending. And so he wants to spend approximately $200 million on that. And additionally, he would want to spend about $50 million for a pilot program that would support displaced oil and gas workers, and then about $15 million for a pilot program that would train those workers to cap those wells. The state has many thousands worth of wells that could end up being liabilities for the state and taxpayers having to pay for them. So he's wanting to get out in front of this by kind of heading off the problem so it doesn't get too big out of control.
And these clean energy initiatives come as part of Newsom's latest spending plans for the state. How much money did he put toward fighting climate change overall?
Yeah, that's right. So it wasn't just energy that he's talking about. He's wanting to spend over $22 billion over 6 years, which is a pretty big deal. And that includes about $10 billion for zero emission vehicles, about $1.2 billion for wildfires in terms of prevention and response, and about $1 billion for even more workforce training. And this is one of the many crises that the state is facing, of course, given its power outages, given its wildfires, given its drought. And so Newsom has definitely identified this as one of the main, if not the main, priority that he wants to spend on.
So moving forward, what's the timeline for Newsom's budget here? Is this a final version of his budget bill?
No, this is definitely not final. And technically, state lawmakers have until June 15th to pass a final budget. But that's usually for the most important items like healthcare, like in education. And in the past, energy, environment, like in climate, has usually fallen to the wayside by that June deadline. So we could be seeing final decisions on this in even July, like, or August, or even September.
Is there anything else in this budget proposal that we saw on Monday that stood out to you, you think is notable?
Yeah, well, something that wasn't in the budget, actually, but that was still the governor was asked about, including me asking him a question about it.
Colby Bermell at Politico. I want to follow up on your answer to the rooftop solar question. You said that more work needs to be done on the PUC's proposal. Can you please provide any more details on what needs to be changed?
His agency has proposed cutting rooftop solar benefits, known as net metering. And his agency is slated to vote on that later this month, actually. And when the governor was asked what he thinks about this plan to cut benefits for the homegrown rooftop solar industry, he really surprised people.
I think my answer says, at least response, latter part of your question, do I think that changes need to be made? Yes, I do.
That's a really big deal because kind of the current course of things is just to proceed forward with the cuts, but Newsom's comments really shake up the scenario and could lead to some of the more devastating things a part of this plan being changed or maybe taken out entirely.
Also, U.S. oil production is on track to reach a record level in 2023, with extra barrels helping to bring fuel prices down. That's what the Energy Information Administration said on Tuesday. According to the agency's latest short-term energy outlook, oil companies are expected to produce an average of 12.4 million barrels a day next year. That's up from 11 million in 2021 and would beat the record set in 2019. The increase in global oil production should reduce prices at the pump in 2023, according to the agency. For context, U.S. companies breaking the previous oil production record would be a dramatic turnaround for an industry that had been one of the hardest hit by the pandemic. Last year, oil prices dropped steeply as people stayed home from work and school. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Kelsey Tamburino, and we'll see you back tomorrow.